Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, the podcast up from 3:30. Or listen live after Kennedy Malloy. It is Andrew Jarman and a bloke that isn't exactly jumping at Jars' invite for a drop in down Henley.
Sometimes I go over and sometimes I don't, but that's just the way it is. Don't really think about it too much.
Bernie Vince.
That's like Blewett not going in.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Well, he's on the global show, Bernie. Knows
he is.
where his pay packet's coming from, you and I. And you're his best mate. You better introduce him.
Oh, Tex, thanks for joining us, mate. Where are you? You sound like you're in a tunnel before.
That's piss week. What's happening?
Jesus. Well, we're allowed to swear on this show, are we?
Well, hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we can do whatever
hey,
we want.
Hey, talk about swearing on a show. Bern and I listened to this the other day. I'm going to take you back to Roo and Dit's breakfast show and tell us if you did swear or not. Have a listen to this, Texan.
There still is some positives out of there. You, Dit, you don't be such a negative.
We might have to. We'll get Tex back on in just a moment. He just let a word slip out. That's very unusual for Tex. He wouldn't normally say that.
Did that word end in T?
Did you?
No,
swear?
It didn't. It did not. I did not say the C word. I'd never ever say that.
Why did you get dumped? Why'd they dump you?
Because they thought I said the C word, and then, as a matter of fact, I didn't. I said you're a negative. P-R-I, you know what?
You can't spell it, so don't try.
Swear on national radio.
That is good. Nah, I've been dumped before on this show, which is and you have a number of times, Jars, so don't worry about that. Hey, you passed Modra's record in the last round. That must have been a very proud moment for you.
Certainly was, Bern. The crowd were outstanding, and the boys were awesome as well once I kicked it. But you know, Bern, we play a team game. We don't play for individual honours.
Oh, yeah, you're toeing the line again, are you? That's not
nah.
you.
Nah, it was good, mate. It's awesome. It was a very, very nice moment, which was great.
What's happened this week, Mad Monday week? Who's been best on and who's been the surprise packet? Yeah. There's always one or two.
One of our good mates, Bradley Crouch. He always right at the front of the pack, B Crouch. B Crocker was at the front of the pack with B Keys. It must be something with the Bs, but...
B Vince.
B Vince, B Walker.
Told you he couldn't spell.
So now your name's Bernie Walker, is it? Yeah, knuckly.
I'll just call myself Baylor Walker. I'll tell you what, big Riley O'Brien, he is dead set like a sponge.
Right. What, can drink the big fella?
Oh, my God, Bern, I reckon you'd struggle. Remember that day you put Darren Milburn under the table?
He nearly got divorced that night.
Oh, my God. You had him over the shoulder walking out of the grand down at Glenelg.
Very funny. Hey, speaking of Brad Crouch, have you had a chat to him or you caught up with him about pleading your case for him to stay? What do you do there?
I certainly have. I love Bradley, but it's now up to him and the club to decide what's going to happen there.
Exit meetings this week. I believe yours was today. Are you still
long.
Employed? Are you still on the list? Or did you bribe him?
I just rang Ellie and I was pretty excited that I was still going to drop next year.
Got a job.
What, she wasn't confident?
She wouldn't have been happy.
Well, Jars is warming me seat.
Hey, mate, you're more than welcome to take it.
Jeez, imagine that seat. It would have to be big for those big bum cheeks to fit on.
Every now and then he falls off it.
I sit on the same seat as Deets does.
As who?
Deets. I mean Deets.
Welcome to the morning show, you've ruined Deets.
Deets, you just called him Deets, Jarl.
Mate, now how would you describe the year? Just tell us, how would you describe the year, Texan?
Oh, bloody challenging.
That's it.
Jars. Certainly, for the first half of the year, we obviously weren't getting results, and it was challenging for our footy club because it was untreaded water that we've never been in. So, but we come back out of that and we started to play some really good footy. And the game that we played against Geelong was probably our turning point. Then we started to get some results. But in saying that, through the whole year, I was so proud to see how positive it was around the football club and the hard work that was getting put in from week to week.
Has it been your toughest year you've played?
No, I reckon the one when Walshy passed was my toughest. But it would have been up there for sure.
Hey, when Brad lets you know that he's leaving, just make sure you don't catch up with him at the Alma and go outside and have a cry in the car park, because I want that to just be me, okay?
That's your special moment, you two. That was
beautiful.
Don't
ruin it for me.
All right.
I'm sure that's coming too.
Hey, where are we going on holidays this December? Because you bloody won't write back to me about it.
Oh, no.
What do you mean I won't write back to you?
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, what's happened, Boone? Is he just...
No, me and Tex have organised the holiday.
Where are you going?
No, the girls, they won't commit. The girls just, you know, they just fluff around.
Because you're over in Victoria and you've got to do bloody 15 weeks quarantine before you can go anywhere.
Nah, but I'm right. December, I'm right.
Yeah.
I'll be back for a long time.
Why don't you two just go on a train tour?
Well, we will be. We'll be going on our own if the girls don't commit.
Or the gangs. Well,
you know what Ellie said to me? She goes, I know what this trip's going to be. You're going to say, you girls look after the boys and we're just going to go down the pub and you won't get back till midnight.
Yeah.
I said, you're spot on.
She's been reading your messages. Tell her to get out of your phone. She's nailed it.
Big boy. Absolute pleasure. Very proud of you, mate. Congratulations on breaking Mods' record. I spoke to Mods the other day about it too.
Yeah, there you go with
he's
it.
He's as flat as a pancake.
Fat as a what?
He's as flat as a pancake. Oh, right.
I thought you said something else too, man.
No, I didn't. And we'll get that roast happening too, mate. I've got a new barbecue, so I'm ready to go.
See that pig flying?
More chance of getting struck by lightning twice. Right.
Thanks, Jesus. Mate. Take care, buddy.
Good on you, Papa.
Tex Walker for Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Yes. It's Triple M's Rush Hour.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au